Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text this morning for our chapel, which we'll consider, comes from James chapter 1, beginning with verse 16. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. How often do you see things change in your life? For you students, you may think of friendships, girlfriend, boyfriend, classes, homework. You maybe think of when you came up to Emmanuel, when you had to leave your family or your friends, when you had a new dorm parent. You also might think of life and death situations. Dramatic changes such as the death of a loved one happen in people's lives every day. Sometimes someone is taken suddenly out of your life that you don't even expect it. We see that this wicked world we live in is full of waves of woe. It sometimes seems as if we're even getting seasick from all the physical turmoil. So then, in this roller coaster world we live in, how much variation should we expect in our spiritual life? Should we feel that we're riding emotional waves connected to our faith and our relationship with our God? Well, despite all these emotional feelings, we read from James that this is the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. The writer here contrasts the light of God with the lights of the heavens. As the seasons we see changing to spring now, we have more daylight, and the evening shadows don't creep in quite so quickly. For me, this means that I'm reminded that I need to start getting outside and work on my garage. But more light does mean more work. So then, we see with the Father that he doesn't have these changing seasons. There's no winter months where the daylight is less. The light is always shining and keeps on calling us to come out and work. So there's no variation or shadow of turning. We don't have to be left wondering about the Father's feelings toward us. We read in verse 18 here, of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth. He is always shining that same light, that light of the word of truth, that light which at first exposes every sin in all of our life, but also exposes Christ's all-sufficient payment for those sins. There is no variation. We find in that word of truth, the Bible, a light shining which never changes. From 1 John chapter 1, beginning with verse 5. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Although the waves of the world and of our flesh may be tossing us about, we will always find the word of truth consistently, convincingly, doing three things for us. It shows us our sin, it shows us our Savior, and it shows us that the Father has an unwavering desire to keep us in that word of truth. As we apply God's word to our life, though, we see that we have in no way lived up to God's holiness. Walking in the light of the truth means admitting our sins. It means admitting all of our sins, even those ones we'd rather not. It means turning to the Father for help. It means not looking to ourselves, but looking to the word of truth for the answers. If we say that we have not sinned, we deceive ourselves. We make him a liar, and the truth is not in us. So that word of truth, which brought us forth, first, shows our failure to aspire to God's righteousness, and second, shows us grace. It shows us and continues to show us a merciful God who was willing to give up all the glories of heaven, all the riches of what it meant to be God, and to humble himself as a lowly servant, as your servant. So that light, which exposes every one of our sins, which lays bare all the deepest regrets and guilt, also exposes the work of Christ. The revealed work of Christ has come into your life and makes payment for all of your sins. From sin to righteousness, from a taking of wickedness and replacing with the holiness of God. Not your work, but God's work. We should also point out Ephesians 1:11, where we find that the work of Christ is the only reason that the Father has chosen us. In him, that is Christ, also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. And not only was it the purpose of God then to predestine you to eternal life, James also points out that it was the purpose of God that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. This means not because we were first fruits were we chosen, but because we were chosen so that we might be first fruits. So now, when God brought us back from sin and death, he intended that we live a new life according to the Spirit. He intends that we stop sinning and start living according to this, the righteousness of God. God continues to still have that same unwavering, unchanging desire to keep us in the justifying faith of Christ. It's that justifying faith which assures you and your heart that despite the fact that you have not always lived up to being first fruits of God's creatures, through Christ's work, he's your substitutionary fruit. You are seen as unchangeably righteous then in the Father's eyes. So in the midst of our emotions pulling us back and forth in this world, we can find a stable rudder by continually returning to the word of truth. There we find the steady course to heaven through the work of Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. We'll close by singing hymn 294, stanzas 1 and 3. There'll be one announcement afterwards, so please remain seated. 294, 1 and 3.